We're doing the Navi Yeshayahu, and we're up to what's called the 29th chapter, the 7th Pasuk. The Navi had been describing how the city of Jerusalem would be placed under siege by the Assyrian Empire. The Navi had been repeatedly warning them that their behavior would lead to a destruction, where Sanherib would come and demolish most of Israel, exile the 10 tribes, and even Judea will be choked, where the remnants will all gather into the capital. There'll be a tremendous siege, and we'll be on the brink of total disaster. There'll be a great disaster with the exile of the 10 tribes, but we'll be on the brink of an even greater disaster with Jerusalem laid under siege. And this is all a warning, Hashem says, of what's to come if the people do not repent. And the Navi says, and then, even though Sanherib will come with a tremendous army, and he will have other nations join him, and he will have a tremendous siege that is impenetrable, suddenly, Pasuk Zayin, Vehaya Kachalom Chazon Laila, it will be, all the armies will be like a dream that one sees at night. Hamon kol hagoyim hatzoveim al Ariel. The masses of nations that have laid siege on Ariel. Ariel is the code we saw earlier for the temple, for the altar, for Jerusalem. All those nations will be like a dream. V'chol tzoveha umtzodata. And all the towers that they built as they lay siege on Jerusalem, and the fortifications they placed for themselves, all the soldiers who were laying siege surrounding Jerusalem, they will be like a fleeting dream. Yachalom ha'ra'ev v'hinei ochel. It's going to be like someone who goes to sleep hungry, and he dreams of food. Ve'kitz v'reika nafsho. And then he awakens, and there's nothing. He's hungrier than he went to sleep. V'chasher yachalom ha'tzamei v'hinei shoteh. And like someone who is thirsty, and he goes to sleep, and he dreams that he is drinking. Vehekitz vehinei ayef. And he awakens, and suddenly he is really thirsting again. Vinafsho shokika. And his soul yearns for a drink. Kein yiyeh. That's what will be. Hamon kol hagoyim hatzovim al har Tzion. That's what's going to be with the masses of nations that have laid siege, that have prepared their armies surrounding Mount Zion. They're dreaming, says the Navi. They think they're going to conquer Jerusalem, but it's not going to happen. Hitmamu utmahu. The Navi turns to the people of Israel, though, and says, but why don't you think about yourselves? Why don't you think about your behavior? Why don't you ask yourselves, how do you come to this? Hishtashu vasho. You should be weeping. Don't walk away saying, great, we'll have a great salvation. Walk away and ask yourself, why did it have to come to this? Does it have to come to this? I'm forewarning you. If you think about your actions, if you think about the decrepit nature of society, the fact that people are stealing from one another, stop and weep over that. Think about how to change that. Shachiru velo yayin. You're drunk and it's not from wine. Na'u velo shechar. You're imbalanced and it's not because you've drank aged wine. Kinasach aleichem Adonai ruach tardema vayatzem et einechem. It's as though Hashem has poured over you a spirit of sleepiness. It's as though Hashem has closed your eyes. But it should be so obvious. You know, history is going to look back at what's going on today, and they're going to say, how didn't people see it? I remember as a child, I always wondered. I had one grandfather who emigrated to Israel. When he saw what was happening in Germany, he took his family and came to Israel. And then I have the other side of the family where they didn't. And they suffered terribly. And they saw what was happening too. And as a child, I always wondered, why didn't they know? Why didn't they make the moves? So the same thing is going to be asked about our time in history. There are so many things that seem obvious, and yet why are people asleep? So the Navi describes that things should be obvious to you. Et ha-nevi'im ve'et rasheichem ha-chozim kisa. The Navi says, Hashem has put your prophets, so to speak, to sleep. You have all these people you trust. They're false prophets. They're not telling you the truth. So everyone's asleep. You think you're confident, you have security, the nation's at a economic golden era. No, it's all going to come crashing down. When the prophets of Hashem come and tell you this is what's coming, then you view it as you look at it as a book that's sealed. You say, I don't know what he's talking about. It's as though you give a person a book, asher yitnu oto el yodei ha-sefer lemo keran hazeh. It's as though you give someone the book, and you ask him, could you read this? V'amar lo uchal. And the person answers, I can't read that. Ki chatum hu. It's sealed. I can't read it. I can't open it. I don't know how to read what it says. So the Navi says, what does that mean? Why doesn't he open it? Because he doesn't want to read it. If he had, would only want to read it, he could. He'd open the flap and see what it says in the book. But he doesn't. He says, I can't. It's closed. So right, open it. So the Navi says, you know, you people are smart. Think of what Hashem's saying. And you're saying, I don't get what the Navi's talking about. But I'm telling you what I'm talking about. No, you don't get it because you don't want to get it. And that's what the Navi's saying, you're asleep. You're saying, I don't know what the Navi wants from me. Yes, you do. If you'd want to listen. V'nitan ha-sefer al asher lo yada ha-sefer lemo keran hazeh. And then the same book is given to someone who is illiterate. Thank you. So the book is given to someone who is illiterate, and they tell him, could you read the book? And he says, ve'amar lo yadati sefer. And the person says, I don't know how to read it. So even if it were open, I wouldn't know how to read it. So that's what the Navi is saying. There are fools among you who are, even when I spell things out, they don't understand it. There are intelligent ones among you who say, I can't read it, I can't hear it, I don't know what it means, I can't understand it. Everyone has their excuse, but it's not an excuse. Ultimately, the Navi warns, this is happening. Vayomer Adonai, yan ki nigas ha'am hazeh. Hashem says, being that the nation is coming close to me, it would seem. Really? They're paying lip service. They're talking as though they're close to me. But their hearts are really far from me. They're trying to play a game. Let's show Hashem that we're doing tshuva. Vatehi yiratam oti mitzvat anashim melumada. And they are God-fearing, but only out of habit, so that they don't really care what I have to say, but they're behaving like people who were taught how to behave. That's what I often say, that Judaism can be like brushing your teeth. If you don't think about it, so you brush your teeth. If you're in the habit of brushing your teeth, you brush your teeth. Is there any meaning to it? Not necessarily. You grew up this way, you behave this way, you'll die this way. That's what everyone does, that's what you do. Is there any thought involved? That's not the way life should be. And that's what the Navi is saying. That people are behaving, they're behaving as though they're connected, but they're not. Where are their thoughts? Where's their heart?
Gotta learn to smile.
So Hashem says, this isn't what I want. I'm not looking for lip service. I'm not looking for externals. I'm looking for the heart of the matter, together with the actions, but the heart of the matter. Okay, there are a bunch of points here. Let's go back for a second. The prophet Jeremiah says that when the time of the destruction of the first temple would come, so Hashem would make their weapons not work. And our sages say, what weapon is that? They knew Hashem's hidden name. So Hashem says, I'm going to make it that my name won't work. You won't be able to do all these miracles you think you know how to do. And over here, our sages interpreted the pasuk a little differently. I gave the simple reading, but our sages say that when, I'll quote you Rashi, we discussed this last night, it just so happens that what we discussed last night when people were asking about amulets, so that's here on this pasuk, our sages say it, on these pasukim. It says, Ki nasach aleichem Hashem. Hashem is going to pour over you a sleepiness. So our sages say that in the times of the first temple, there were people who knew how to access the angels up above. And they said, no enemy can take us down because we can build a pillar of fire around the city of Jerusalem. We can cause the sea to spill over and build a dam of water around Jerusalem. So what do we have to worry about? You, the prophet Isaiah, are telling us that destruction's coming. We're telling you we know all this EGBG. We know how to use Hashem's secret names. We could talk to angels. We can make all these miracles. No one's going to touch us. Hashem says, I'm going to change the names of the angels in heaven. All the things you think you can make them work, it's not going to work. You're going to talk to the angel of fire, he's not going to be in charge of fire anymore. You're going to talk to the angel of water, he's not going to be in charge of water anymore. And each one's going to say, hey buddy, I don't know you. You're trying to force me to do something. I don't know who you are. And that's where the Navi describes, it's as though a sleepiness, it's as though people's eyes will be shut. Vatehi lehem chazut hakol. Whatever they saw previously is going to be like a book that's been sealed before them. In the past, they could look into the stars, they could talk to the angels, they could do all these wonderful miracles. I'm going to make it all become like a sealed book. They will no longer have access to that. So that's how our sages interpreted this pasuk. What it means is that the people had previously known how to access the angels, and now Hashem says none of that's going to work. I'm warning you, destruction's coming. You're not going to get out of it because you think you can access angels. Okay. We have 3 minutes left.
Is that not sorcery?